We're thankful that the Lord came into the world. I'd like to share something I feel like the Lord's been speaking to me about and start off in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. We'll start reading at the first verse. Deuteronomy 8 and 1. He said, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." I was thinking about how he talked to them and asked them to remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. And I want us to think about how the Lord led them this morning out of the land of Egypt to the land of Canaan. And I believe the Lord leads us into a good land today also. It's not a literal land, but it's a spiritual land of victory where we can enjoy the good fruits of godliness in our lives and the blessing of the Lord. And I believe the Lord leads us also. It says here that he humbled thee. When he first led them out, they came to the Lord sent the plagues, but they came to the Red Sea. And that was it. They were encamped on both sides by the wilderness. They had the Egyptian army coming behind them, and they had the Red Sea in front of them. And they were at God's mercy. God led them to that place. And that's what he's teaching. I want you to remember how the Lord led you. And we know how that the Lord provided an avenue through the Red Sea that they didn't, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen, and they were fearful. Sometimes we get a little fearful in our journey too. But God was able to do the impossible. He was able to do the miraculous. He was able to do something that they couldn't do within themselves. They didn't have the ability. And that's what he said here, that he might make thee to know that man does not live just by the physical alone. That we need God. We need his direction. We need his help. We need his strength and his input, because we can't do it within ourselves today. Where else did he lead them? He led them into a place where there was no water. And it's so easy for us to say, you know, they were a murmuring, complaining people. You know, it's easy for us to say that, and but haven't we been tempted to murmur and complain too in our difficult times and our difficult places? There was no water. And I don't know how many, 600,000, I don't know how many. There was hundreds of thousands of people, women, children, cattle, and no water. An impossibility. Again, and I know the Lord didn't want them to murmur and complain. And I don't feel like they should have murmured and complained. But at those times, the Lord wants us to come to Him and just say, Lord, here it is. The Lord leads us into places like that in our lives. And we draw back and we question, how'd I get here? How'd this happen? But the Lord has a purpose in leading us into places that we can't do it on our own. He also led them to the place that the waters were bitter. Here was water, but when they started to drink, they were so dissatisfied and disappointed because it was bitter. They couldn't drink it. And again, they needed God's help. You know, the Lord has never promised to us that the journey would be easy. He never promised that it would always be smooth sailing. But He did promise to go with us. He did promise to help us. And we are very dependent today, and that's what God wants us to be able to recognize, is we are dependent upon Him for everything. I think about also the time when the time of Zerubbabel, when they, I don't remember what army was coming against them, but it said they all came out, and I picture in my mind, they didn't have what it took. They knew it. And it said they all stood before the Lord. They came and stood before the Lord. Them and their little ones. Their life was on the line here. They were looking to God. They didn't have what it took within themselves to win, but they were dependent upon God, and they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord sent help. The Lord caused someone to rise up. The Lord inspired somebody in the congregation. They rose up and said, the battle is the Lord's today. The battle's God's. It belongs to the Lord. And I feel like the Lord wants to remind us that this morning. Sometimes we get overwhelmed. We get in a place that it's beyond what we can do. And the Lord wants us to know that the battle is the Lord's. And He will help us if we call upon His name. What about the time when the Assyrians were coming against Hezekiah? And the Assyrians had a pretty good track record. They had conquered nation after nation, were falling like dominoes before them. And they had even conquered cities of Israel. Israel had lost many. They had lost battles. They had lost cities. And here He came to the gates of Jerusalem. And He said, don't let Hezekiah deceive you. He said, the Lord won't deliver you. He's not going to be able to help you or deliver you out of my hand. And they made all kinds of threats and all kinds of deal. Hezekiah, what did he do? You remember? He took the letters. And he went before the Lord. He just laid it out. And the Lord worked and heard prayer. Hezekiah had been, he made a statement. He said, the children are come to the birth and there's not strength to bring forth. There was good things happening with Hezekiah. He had been turning his heart to the Lord. He had been seeking God. He had been looking to the Lord. He'd been getting rid of the false gods. He'd been cleansing the land and coming to the Lord with all of his heart. He'd been doing good things. And then all of a sudden, this happened. You know, that can happen in our Christian journey too. We can be doing good things and doing what the Lord wants us to do, and yet all of a sudden there's an enemy at our doorpost, at our front, challenging us, and it's really not a fault of our own. But once again, they went to the Lord, they laid the letters out before God, and God heard and answered prayer. It said the angel of the Lord smote, was it like 185,000 people of their army? And they had told Hezekiah, the Lord, I believe, spoke to Isaiah and said the same way that he came, he'll go back to his own country. After all that might, after all that display of power that he showed in conquering all of those nations, he wasn't nothing for the great God of heaven. One angel. You know, sometimes the might and the power and the authority of man can look kind of intimidating, doesn't it? But one angel slew like over 100,000 men. And he took them back the way they came, back to their own land, according to the word of the Lord. There's a temptation that we have in our lives to work it out ourselves. There's a tendency when we're confronted with a trial, a difficulty, a place of struggle, our mind begins to work. What are we going to do here? And there's so many options that come to our mind. There's so many different ideas that come. And I don't know about you, but I've had those different options fall out from underneath of me one by one. And it gets to the place, Lord, okay. It's got to be you. I need to hear what you are saying to me. You know, when the Lord, His Spirit is so real, when we get quiet in our spirit, and that's the hard part for man to do. We're physical beings. We like to go, we like to do, we like to see things accomplished, we like to see things move. And many times we fail to wait on hearing the voice of the Lord. I thought about even in our prayer life sometimes. Sometimes we can have ideas and things that we need to get done that day, and we get done with prayer and boom, there we go. We're on our way. But do we really give the Lord opportunity to speak to us? After prayer, do we give God opportunity, Lord? I want to be quiet. I want to be silent. There's a scripture that said, be still and know that I am God. You know, I believe there at the Red Sea, he said, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes it's hard to get still. Sometimes it's hard to quiet ourselves down. But that's what we need to do to be able to hear the voice of God. You remember in the Old Testament they had there was a battle going on, and they had these, you know, they didn't have cell phones and text messaging back then. They had runners. Kind of like the pony, we had the Pony Express in our country to deliver mail. They had runners that would relay the message. And the one runner, he said, let me run. And the king spoke to him. He said, wherefore are you going to run? You don't have the message yet. But he wanted to run. And finally, the king just ran. Well, there ended up being two runners that day. One had the message, and the other one didn't. But they were both running. You know, we're like that sometimes. We're wanting to run through our day, and the Lord's wanting us to give us something. If you wait, I'll give you something to run with. You know, the Lord can meet us at those times if we're able to still our hearts, quiet our spirit, our soul before Him, and just lay ourselves out before God. You know, the scripture talked about, it said, God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that are lost. You know, one aspect of that, you know what it is? The Lord wants us to get quiet and just listen. We like to talk. We like to verbalize. And it's so hard for us to listen. Jesus said in one place, He said, you have ears to hear, but you're really not hearing. You have eyes to see, but you're really not seeing what I have for you. So I want to challenge us today. I know we're geared. We're physical beings. We're geared. But it's so important today. Our life, our spiritual journey, the life of our loved ones and children are dependent upon us being able to hear what the Lord has to say to us in our lives. I thought about how Elijah, you know, he was running from Jezebel. He got into the cave. And instead of still small voice, the Lord wasn't in the wind, it wasn't in the earthquake, it wasn't in those things that passed, but it said afterward, a still small voice. I've been really challenged in my heart because I've had the Lord speak to me different times, and it was just like a notion that would come to my mind. And then it would pass. And then later I realized that was the Lord trying to prepare me. And I overrode. I didn't take heed because I was busy. I'm very challenged today. God speaks to His people. He speaks to every one of us. That's His desire. He wants to lead us all. But we've got to quiet and still ourselves and consecrate and surrender ourselves to God. That part of us laying ourselves out before the Lord, that's the surrender part of us. That's where we bring ourselves to Him and say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. All the way that He led them was to help them to recognize that they needed God. all the way that He led them, the Lord didn't make mistakes in His leading them. He led them to those places for a purpose. And it's that way in our lives too. He'll lead us with purpose. Even though there's trouble, even though there's difficulty, even though there's trials there, we are dependent upon hearing what God says to us for our victory and for our help. I remember Hannah Smith wrote in her book, Christian Secret of a Happy Life. Have you all read that book? I recommend that read for everybody. It's an old book, but it's very good. But she mentioned she was at a place, a hospital that had mentally handicapped people there, and they had a exercise coordinator with them and trying to get them to do these exercises. And we know what we'd probably expect. Motions out of order, lack of skill, lack of coordination. But she said there was one that was doing it perfectly. She was going through all the exercises just right, without a mistake. And it was because the leader had a hold of her hands and was taking her through the exercises. You know, we may not like to think of that, but that's the way we are when we don't have the Spirit of God leading us. We're uncoordinated. We don't make the right moves. We fail. We're just like that when we don't have God's Spirit leading us and helping us. And there's so many other scriptures. Lean not to thine own understanding. There's so many times that we're so apt to see our difficulty or trial on the horizon, and we just automatically begin to think and lean on our own understanding to try to get us through. And then our movements are uncoordinated. It doesn't work right. But if we'll learn to be dependent upon God. Paul, in one place, I wanted to get this scripture, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Let's read verse 8. It says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired even of life." That was a pretty difficult place for him to be in. But it says, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead." Or in other words, in God that does the impossible. Or God that does things that are above and beyond our human capabilities. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves. We sing a song that says, "I have ceased from all my struggling. 'Tis no longer I, but He." Oh, Let me get the first part. It said, I have learned the wondrous secret of abiding in the Lord. I have found the strength and sweetness of confiding in His Word. And that other verse says, I've ceased from all my struggling. 'Tis no longer I, but He. I'm not there yet. But the Lord has taken me there. And I want to learn it more. Because I know we limit God so many times by us trying to do it ourselves. I know we limit God and what He wants to do by us trying to figure it out within ourselves. I want to challenge us today to not lean on our own understanding, just get down before God. Sometimes we think we know what is needed, but our vision is so short-sighted. You know, we see things so faulty. We don't really realize the undercurrents that are there. We don't really realize what is really transpiring. But God does. The Lord knows the depths of every heart. He knows the depths of each situation and where people are at and where they're struggling with. He knows all that. That's why we're dependent upon Him, because we don't see those things. But the Spirit of God does. You know, Jesus, it seemed like everything that He did was right. Even though people didn't agree, you know, a lot of times with what He was led by the Spirit. And Jesus, different times, He said, it's not me, He said, but it's the Father that lives in me. And that's the way it is with us this morning. It's not us, but it's God that works through us when we let Him work. Let's be encouraged this morning. I'm thankful for the message last night on hope. It doesn't matter our situation. It doesn't matter how dark. It doesn't matter how big. It doesn't matter how giant it may be. It's nothing. It's nothing to God. We're dependent upon hearing what He tells us to do. Another thing that was amazing in the Old Testament, you know, that little city of Ai, they said, it's just a small city. It's just, we don't need to send the whole force over there. Just a small city. Just a few of us go over there. They got whooped. They got whooped. You know, sometimes it's the little things that can catch us up. You think, well, I'll just take care of this. And we get whooped. Realize that didn't work. And they came back and they fell on their face and they sought the Lord and they found God, and God told them what to do. You know, the giant walls of Jericho came down. I read Josephus describes the walls of Jericho. They were massive. They were huge. They look impregnable. They came down. Not by the Israelites. They came down because the children of Israel heard the word of the Lord. And they followed. That's all they did. They just heard the word of God. They trusted, they followed, they obeyed, and the walls came down. It was that way with all the enemy. They weren't able to stand before because God was with them. I'm thankful today that God hasn't changed. We serve the same God they served. The Creator of heaven and earth. You know, you look out in the universe, it's just so far beyond. We're like the little ants, aren't we? But we can limit God so easy by us doing it ourselves. Let's wait on the Lord. Let's get to know His voice. Let's be able to still consecrate ourselves, surrender ourselves to Him and allow Him to do what He would like to do to help us. You know, I believe it's God's greatest desire. I know times my children were growing up and times they came to me with a problem or something. You just want to help. You just desired to help. That's the way the Lord is to us. He wants to help us. Amen. Pray for me.